that's about all I know about them.
Well, that's...
Now, spiders and snakes, either one frighten me at all. Do you know Dr. over at the university?
Oh, yes.
I know real well.
Oh, yeah.
But I got so amused here a few years back. I used to have the Ottoman Society once a year come down to the place. And they always like to come down there. There's quite a lot of birds down there. It's woodsy and it's rocky. And, yeah, and is still
Jim
over there. Yeah,
yes.
I know Jim. Well, you tell Jim that I said
hello. Well, I certainly will. You bet.
Yeah.
He's a good friend.
And let's see, there's another professor over there. I can't think of his name right now. His wife's name, Amy, they call him.
Well, that is, now, Jim's wife's name is Amy.
Jim, is it?
Yes. Jim and
oh, is
Amy.
It?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Well, is she quite a botanist?
She's a bird watcher. And,
well, that's
and
him then, yeah.
Collector.
Yeah.
Antique lover.
Another guy.
Jack.
I was trying to think of Jack. I never will forget. Jack was working on his doctor's degree. And he finally got it, and I said, well, what do you think of it? He said, if I knowed I had to work so hard, I'd never tried to get it.
I think Jack really feels that way.
Yeah, I do too. He just said, yeah.
He seems never to have gotten over it.
Yeah, he said, I didn't think it was worth the effort after I got it, he said. He's quite a guy.
Yes, he's
that's who I was trying to think of with Jack.
Jack.
But the were very, very interesting people.
Yes, they are. They're so active and interesting.
Oh,
in so
yeah, very
things,
interesting.
If you notice.
Yeah.
Yes,
anyway, I was going to tell you about a little boy and girl. They came down there. The first time they was ever there, and they hadn't been there, I don't think over 10 or 15 minutes. And here both of them come in carrying a snake. God, are those kids crazy? And they brought them in just like they would a little animal of some kind. They weren't a bit afraid of it. They knew how to handle it. And their father told them what kind it was and all. And he said, now, where did you find them? They said, well, right up this little rock ravine up here. We turned some rocks over, and that's what we were looking for, and that's where we found them, was under these rocks. And he said, well, now, he said, remember, don't hurt them. He said, put them away where they belong. This is over.
Yeah.
But I guess the snake is a very valuable.
Sure.
And I'm glad that I'm not a really. I never was. If I'm walking down a path in the woods and see one, I'll just kind of stop a little startled or something. But as far as some people get hysterical about them and carry on, I don't see any reason to.
No.
In fact, at our place down there in the country, for about 8 or 9 years, we had a black snake down there. I expect it must have been 6 feet long. But when the weather began to get a little bit warm, you'd see this black snake around, maybe lying on, we had quite a large front porch on the concrete floor. And you'll go out there on a sunny summer day in the afternoon especially, you'd see this black snake laying stretched out up along next to the house.
Mm.
We never bothered it. We just got used to it.
Got used to it. Became part of the family.
But I think somebody eventually killed that snake because it finally disappeared, or whether it just died a natural death, I don't know. It probably was pretty old at 6 feet long, between 5.5 and 6 feet. It was quite a large snake.
Really? Mm-hmm. That is
but my father had an uncle, Jonathan Hope, lived out north of Brazil. And he had a 260-acre farm. He did raised a lot of grain and things. But he kept two black snakes in his barn all the time, and you never seen a mouse or a rat or a varmint of any kind.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him one time, I was a kid, I think about 12 years old, I said, what do you keep them things in here? And then he told me what they were for. I said, well,